From very early, from 1946, he was known to me. After establishing Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, he used to come to Guru Maharaj. And from then, From then, I knew him. I observed him. You know that he had given me so much chances to serve him. He wanted to take me to Western and Eastern countries with him, but I requested that I am serving my Guru Maharaj, Paramaradhyam. So after some time I will join. But my heartly sahanubhuti,
sympathy
with you. I will serve and help you in all respect. So when he started his moment in New York, and he was engaged in making hippies too happy. Oh, he wrote me, after 7 days, he used to write me.
7 days.
Report from there. And he ordered me to send so many kartals, so many treaties, so many things. His all books which were in Delhi, in Godown, full of dust. I became sick to manage all these things. But I sent all this. He was very fond of sweets, Mathura Peda. 5 to 10 kilos I used to send him. And he used to be very much happy. When he started in New Angels,
Los Angeles,
when he went to England, when he went to New Jersey, here and there preaching, he used to write how preaching is going on. I used to be very, very happy. When he came first return to India, I was only alone to receive him at airport. He was with Kirtanananda, his disciple, sannyasi disciple first. Oh, he sent Kirtanananda with me to preach in Delhi here and there. And then he came back to Radha Damodar temple. You know that in the last moment, when he was going to leave this world, he called me, and taking my hands in his hands, weeping, began to request me, please excuse me, I have done so many wrong things. I told that, oh, you cannot do anything wrong. For sake of some preaching, you may have told something which is not good, but really you did it for your disciple, to save your disciples. So, no harm. He requested me to give his samadhi with own hand. I also. He requested that he has brought so many disciples from here and there. In Bengali term, I have brought so many monkeys, and you should try to help them. And train. I could not train them. No bhakti siddhanta. So much I could give. I knew the art of making money. So my disciples all had learned how to make money. But what is bhakti siddhanta? It's very deep and very deep. So you should help. I promise that I will follow your orders and try to help them all. With my own hand, I will give you samadhi and do everything that you are doing. And for this sake, I went to Western countries, Eastern countries, here and there, even in Saranagati in Canada, even in America, some place where peacocks are there, so much. Gita Nagari and so many places. In Hawaii, amidst of ocean, on the mountains, in deep forest, everywhere I saw his influence. In Brazil, on the mountain. And also in New Brazil, New Vrindavan. How in forest he was living. I only went there only to take his feet dust. If Haridas Thakur, when he left this world and he was given to near ocean samadhi, Mahaprabhu told that, oh, now this ocean has become Mahatirtha.
Haridas Charan Sparshila.
Charan Sparshe. Because touching of the lotus feet of Haridas. So I thought, still I have that idea. Where Swamiji went, where ocean has touched him, where mountains have touched him, where forests have touched him, where every country has touched him, all are Mahatirtha, and that is why I went there. So, I think, a Mahapurush like him, in a couple of years, he did miracle. He preached all over America, in England, in Australia, in Fiji, from east to west and north to south. Everywhere he did. But he told me, that I remember, that I have brought all disciples from everywhere, I have collected, but I could not train them as I wanted. So you must help. Now I am realizing this fact. What is the reason that he gave sannyas to more than hundreds disciples? So many disciples. More than lakhs, millions. I think that 95% of the sannyasis have left. Not left as one only, but they have left Swamiji also. So many grihastha brahmachari, I think that the persons we are seeing here, all their first brahmachari is written. But afterward, what became? Either they left ISKCON, either they became grihastha-like. And gradually not so much connected with Krishna consciousness. If a man is initiated by a high class of Mahabhagavata, and he has left his home, his position, his wealth, reputation, and wives, and all these things. But if by bhajan he had not come in the standard of a ruchi, and he has left, and he has no good association, he is bound to fall down. Bound to fall down. And that is the similar case with the disciples of Swami. Still now, so many high class of the persons like Bhavananda and their Bhagwan Das, Bhagwan Das?
Yeah.
Or Brahmananda, Jayatirtha, or so many I know, they used to come to me, I know all. But where are they now? Whether they are ISKCON or out of ISKCON, they have a false ego. That I am ISKCON. We are all ISKCON. But where is ISKCON? What is called ISKCON? That Swamiji established. He never established any new thing. He established only, oh, the words of Krishna. Krishna haite Brahma, Brahma haite Narad, Narad haite Vyas, oh, and Madhvacharya and Vyasa. So they have, Krishna has established in Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam everything, and that is Swamiji. If anyone will follow correctly the teaching of Swamiji, that is teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami, he can never be followed. He cannot follow. If anyone hears Harikatha, all these things from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Rupa Goswami, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and they will follow their Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, with a guarantee I can say that they cannot fall. They were fallen. They have not fallen down. They were fallen. But outwardly they were posing that, oh, we are high class of devotees, exalted. So, you should try to follow him. And if you are following your Gurudev only, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, not Srila Prabhupada, not Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami, and Guru Parampara, oh, then you are cutting him from the mill line. So electricity, if that wire is not connected with main power, then what will be the result? Like that. He was in Guru Parampara line. And that is why he went and made a very revolution in whole world. But only those who were sincere, oh, they are ISKCON. Narad is ISKCON, Vyas is ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada is ISKCON, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Goswami, all are ISKCON. Try to be ISKCON. Try to realize what he wanted to preach. Krishna Bhakti. Radha Krishna Bhakti. Parkiya Bhav. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy. If anyone preaching, oh, there are two things. Bharagya will come itself. And Tattva Gyan will come. Surely it is bound to come. But if anyone hearing and following and chanting, he has something, worldly desire, lust, and worldly so many desire. No disattachment, no tattva gyan. Really, he is not following his soul. So you should see, and you should know, that you are really his soul. You are in his soul. Those who are not following him, they are not his soul. Worldly making money, making scheme from, or making money, oh, they are not ISKCON. Really, you are ISKCON. And try to be ISKCON forever, and try to be detached from worldly desires, and have tattva gyan, and Rupa Goswami, follow, try to follow Rupa Goswami vichara. I think this will be the best Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of your Guru. And if it is not done, or thousands and thousands, millions of rupees flower you will bring and give. And only singing, Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada, this will not do. This will not do. You should try to follow. Actually, him and his Siddhar, he has told that Vaishnava Association, Vaishnavas, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. We should try to follow and be in the association of pure Krishna. I think that those who have come to me, I think that surely your shraddha and honor has increased so much. Those who are in ISKCON, And always Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Really externally there. So try to be ashkon really, chant and remember it in his line. And what he has taken mood, it has been written in his poem. Try to follow. This will be the real Pushpanjali. I wanted to tell so many things. I remember so many things. But I am bound not to speak. Now, Shyamrani will speak, sir. And after that, you will give Pushpanjali. And in the evening from 4, you should try to come. And all, there are so many speakers. Here, there are so many disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. I want to give all chance to speak. And also, those who are not direct disciples, but there are so many. Ashram Maharaj, or Aranya Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Jatak Maharaj. I have two relations. I have so many relations. First relation, that he is my Shikha Guru and God brother of my Guru. And he junior sannyasi to me. No, he is junior to me. In one sense, surely, don't be worried, don't be angry to me. Oh, take it. He was junior sannyasi. I have given him a danda in the guidance of my Gurudev. Danda, door coping, and how to use it, I have told him. I have cooked for him. I have helped so much. So, I think that in ISKCON there is no Bhakti Vedanta, any sannyasi. But I am Bhakti Vedanta. Guru Maharaj has given so much Bhakti Vedanta. Pujapat Bhaman, Bhakti Vedanta Bhaman, Bhakti Vedanta Vikram, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Bhakti Vedanta Pajjatar, Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Harijan Swami. So one of these, he was a prominent our disciple of ISKCON Swamiji. And he was a very good preacher in a couple of years. He preached everywhere. In a couple of years, he translated the authority books, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so many, so many. He wrote so many books, Krishna book and so many. I wanted to speak so much. But physician is not allowed.
Great physician is Madam Maharaj.
Now, you should speak something, and then we will give Pushpanjali, and in evening, you should all. Whether I'm late or not late, but you should continue at 4.
Oh, keep it, I will give there.
Om Agyanam Timirandhi.
Thus ends the class on the morning of the 8th of November 2002 in Varshana. On the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Hare Krishna.